I don't know about you, but I noticed this year that Christmas was beginning to trickle in before Halloween. Target started to sneak in lights at first, then reindeer, some stockings, just a few charming items at first, along with the skulls and the witches and the black cats that my children wanted to see every Target trip. Halloween passed, and another row of Christmas treasures appeared. And now, at the end of Thanksgiving, row upon row of red and green fill the store as holiday tunes saturate shoppers with Christmas cheer. We can hardly wait for Christmas. And so on Black Friday, we line up for the best deals. We interrupt our sleep patterns and Sabbath time with loved ones in order to get the bargain, in order to get the toy that will make Christmas the best Christmas yet. Black Friday now bleeds into Cyber Monday in one continuous weekend of intense hours of shopping, of rush, and I think of the parent who feels guilty for not going out and buying their children everything they want this year. And I think of the families who don't have sons and daughters at the table because stores have to be open for business this time of year. Because we cannot wait. Because we cannot wait to get a good deal on a good gift. Advent is a gift to us, a gift to Christians if we embody its patient waiting. Advent is a gift to us and our world as we dare to go against the grain of everything now, singing instead songs of expectation in our worship. O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel. Restraining the chorus of joy to the world, so that we can pray God's presence into the spaces where the ground is not yet fertile for joy. In our Advent prayers, we stand in solidarity with a groaning world, with Jesus Christ, who is a friend to all who suffer. And waiting makes me think back to the ways that the local news celebrates the dedication of the shoppers camping out in front of shopping centers for two nights, while the homeless take shelter outside of Best Buys, Walmarts, and Targets all year long, making a home in the shadows of the media spotlight, in the shadows of our interest. This is the shadow side of Christmas. It is the shadow side of our world. Our priorities as Christians can get so twisted and woven into the drama and the light of Christmas in the secular world that is all about artificial light. But we worship true light. The God who goes to great lengths to bring light into places of shadow and to make them whole again. Advent is not Christmas. I say this because I too often forget. It is not 4 weeks of celebrating baby Jesus, let alone the jolly old man in a red and white suit. Advent, for many churches across the world right now, is the beginning of the Christian liturgical year. It's our holy new year in which we make resolutions that will lead to Jesus Christ being more incarnate, more present, more of a reality in our hearts and so in our world. What sort of resolutions might we make this year so that Christ, the Prince of Peace, will be born in us and into our world anew? Maybe something about those fruits of the Spirit could be on our resolutions list. Oh, I could be more patient. Oh, I could be more gentle. Oh, I could be more kind. In this season, we anticipate Jesus' coming into a world in need of light, in need of God with us, Emmanuel, in need of a Savior who can speak a word and offer healing to an uncle, a neighbor, a friend, a daughter, a delicate ecosystem in need of something more. Today, as we prepare to finish hanging the greens in this beautiful sanctuary, we celebrate also how Christians are evergreen people, even in the midst of our Advent waiting. Our hope is evergreen. It's not as the world decaying in certain seasons. No, our hope is evergreen, along with our love, our joy, and our peace. It will not brown in times of drought. It will not become brittle kindling when all sources of water dry up. We, in Christ, are evergreen, for we are children of the evergreen God whose love does not fade with the seasons. We are evergreen people who are proudly green to those who have been trained by the world to be cynical. We do not lose our hope, and we certainly do not lose our imagination. We are evergreen people. And while the world whispers death, we whisper resurrection. As we prepare our sanctuary, may we also prepare our hearts to receive the incarnation of Jesus Christ within us, so that a world that can hardly wait for something more, for something true, for something beyond what is seen now, can encounter through us the hope, the presence, and the healing of Jesus Christ.